On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
House Speaker Mike Johnson read out the final vote on the first impeachment of a cabinet official in nearly a century and a half. The vote was on two resolutions, one charging Secretary Mayorkas with intentionally violating U.S. immigration law, and the other charging that he blocked congressional oversight of the Homeland Security Department. Arkansas Republican Congressman French Hill told Fox Business that the Biden administration has failed to act on the border crisis, and that's why Republicans felt the need to act.
The president could take executive action to do it today. It doesn't need more money. It needs action. And this is what's disappointing to people, and that's why Mayorkas is going to pay this public relations price by being impeached.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that House Speaker Mike Johnson didn't allow a bipartisan Senate bill that dealt with border security to even come up for a vote.
When the border security conversation was happening and there was a deal that came out of the Senate, a bipartisan negotiation deal, Secretary Mayorkas was very much involved in that. And we wanted to see meaningful change. And Republicans got in the way. They got in the way and didn't want to see that happen.
Secretary Mayorkas told Meet the Press on Sunday that the only way to really deal with the crisis at the border is with comprehensive immigration reform, which Republicans, he say, won't touch because they'd lose a campaign wedge issue.
The system has not been fixed for 30 years. A bipartisan group of senators have now presented us with the tools and resources we need, bipartisan group, and yet Congress killed it before even reading it. We don't bear responsibility for a broken system, and we're doing a tremendous amount within that broken system. But fundamentally, Congress is the only one who can fix it.
The impeachment articles now go to the democratically controlled Senate, where they would need a two-thirds vote to remove Mayorkas. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has already said the articles have no chance of passing in the Senate. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.